It's the morning after IU basketball. That means Joe Smith is live on the telephone with us. Smitty, good morning. Good
morning, my friends. Margaret?
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Smile on my face, coffee in my hand. Talking to you guys.
First
life
place
good.
In the Big Ten. How about that?
Yeah.
And we won last night.
Yeah. That's even more important. Indiana defeating Penn State. Joe, the last two victories for the Hoosiers, one could argue even all three victories on the season, haven't been perhaps masterpieces we're going to put in the National Basketball Hall of Fame or hang in the Louvre, but it's a results-driven business. Indiana found out yesterday for sure they would be without Hannah Perea. He's going to miss indefinite time with a kneecap injury, so that always shakes up the apple cart, shakes up the lineup, but Indiana held their nerve. Joe had a 12-point lead late. Groundhog Day is getting close. It felt like it a little bit, but the three-pointer at the buzzer luckily was after it. Indiana wins 76-73. Put this one in your back pocket and get ready for Illinois in Champaign on Sunday.
Well, slowly but surely, the basketball Hoosiers of Tom Crean learning how to win the close games, and we had another nail biter with Penn State Tuesday night. Hoosiers moved to 3-1, and for now in a log jam for first place in the Big Ten. 76-73 on the McCracken court, and all of this as the club responded to pick up the slack and responded after learning Hannah Mascara Perea will be lost indefinitely with that kneecap injury. And respond is as good a word as any description. Colin Hartman made his first start of the year, 8 points, including a big three at the 2:03 mark that gave the Hoosiers a 76-69 lead, and then withstood a post-game review of Brandon Taylor's three attempt. The ball went in, but clearly time had expired, and the Hoosiers survived another one-possession game and turned it into victory, learning how to win close games, keeping in mind they were only 2-6 last year in one-possession games. This one was buoyed by Robert Johnson, who turned in his best 28-minute effort of the season with 20 points, including four triples, two in each half. The Hoosiers were 6 of 10 from behind the line in the second half, and a triple hit by Robert at the 3:51 mark, pumping the lead back to 7 after Penn State had trimmed what was a 12-point deficit at the 7:29 mark to 4 points. Stan Robinson delivered a season-high 12 off the bench, hitting all 6 of his free throws, left-handed, I might add, 4 rebounds, an assist, and a block shot. Indiana held DJ Newbill to 9 points below his average, held only 2 points in the second half, 12 on the night, and defensed well by Robert Johnson when the Hoosiers played out of its zone. Indiana defended the three well, too, and to the tune of 4 of 24 shooting. The Nittany Lions only 16% from behind the line. Ready when his name was called Tuesday night, former B&L star Ryan Burton. His 5-minute contribution won't go unnoticed a little bit later on the morning after a Hoosier 76-73 win over Penn State. South Panthers 7 in a row, 62-42. The defensive clamps continue for the Southsiders. They beat up on Columbus East Tuesday night. Logan Kirby had a career best, 19. Also 7 rebounds. Johnny Jager had a career high 12 assists to complete a double along with his 14 points Tuesday night. The Panthers are 9-2. They move over to Ellettsville Friday night against Edgewood, who fell at Cloverdale 82-65. The Clovers hit 61% on its home court. Edgewood falling to 7-4 on the year. Austin Renard led the Red and Black with 22. The Mustangs hit only 35% Tuesday night, losing its 3-game winning streak, falling on the road at Cloverdale. The Mustangs now 7-4. Our broadcast coverage begins at 7 o'clock with Chalk Talk and both coaches, J.R. Holmes, Dave Mahurin, on Friday night. Also on our Monroe County High School scoreboard, the North Wrestlers 15-3. They KO Edgewood on the mats 46-22, and Edgewood split in the pool last night. Boys beating Indian Creek 93-72. The girls lost 89-74. Don't forget in the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6.
Joe, wins, 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 wins. So Indiana's going to have to figure out how to get on without Hannah Mascara Perea because, you know what, that's 2 to 4 weeks of what, healing by the time you get into game shape and everything else. I'm not going to hold my breath on that one. So it's going to pose a problem because now the rubber meets the road. I mentioned this last half hour. Indiana's schedule now for the next 6 are on the road. The home games involve Maryland, who is at the top of the league's table and has been giving everybody some problems, and Rutgers, and you go to Illinois, Purdue, 2 Wisconsin, and 2 Ohio State. So that's going to be the next, 4 weeks here or whatever it's going to be. So Indiana's going to need all hands on deck.
It'll close out January, yeah.
And that's a tough order. But again, good play here. Yogi Ferrell leading the team in scoring. Hasn't been the formula that works for Indiana. The balance has been the key. And that's been, again, positive. I think Yogi needs to crank it up a little bit. I don't think that's – and anybody's going to argue that. But when Indiana's hard to guard and you're not sure where it's coming from, Joe, that's been our most effective offense.
Right now, but Glass, we got to see that balance that prevailed last night. You know, Penn State loses, and they had 6 in double figures. Indiana had 4. So the balance prevailed in a tough situation, losing a frontline player. And we know Yogi will be Yogi here shortly. He did have 6 assists last night to lead Indiana, but
guess who
struggling
let him in
a bit
again.
With his shooting right now, only 3 of 8 and 1 of 5 from behind the line.
But
is
Blackman.
I have no problem with Yogi.
If James Blackman and Yogi are going to shoot it this poorly and Indiana's 3-1, that's a nice escape route there. And Blackman, again, leads Indiana in rebounding. Not bad for a 6'3 guard. He's averaging almost 6 boards in Big Ten play. So you can't argue with that. Pacers, Joe, lost to a terrible Minnesota team last night. Gave up 52 to Mo Williams. My goodness.
Mo was hot.
Well, I guess we didn't guard him. That'd be a good answer
Ball
as well.
Ball going in the hole for Mo.
Roy Hibbert ejected in the third quarter for a flagrant 2. The Pacers struggled there. In college basketball last night, Duke has now lost 2 straight. They lost at home last night to Miami of Florida. Kentucky won by a million. Virginia continues to win big as well. And in the Big Ten, Minnesota can't find a win. They lose at home last night, 77-75. Iowa comes to the barn and takes care of business. And how about the Michigan Wolverines, Joe? That pantry is bare as bear gets. Talking about guys that can't shoot it. Woo.
Yeah, they're lucky
they
to get the 3 wins that they got. You know, they got off to a 3-0 start. Now they've dropped 2 in a row, and they're having problems, like you say, scoring, and got beat up pretty good by those Bucks.
Yeah, 19-point loss there. I think they shot 28% from the field. You're not going to beat anybody doing that. But when we come back at 7 or at 8:45, rather, we will get inside the numbers. It was a season-high 3s made in league play. It was a league-high number in, I believe, points as well and in field goal percentage. So Indiana did do some really good things. And as you mentioned, Ryan Burton's energy off the bench, Joe, a great spark that you're going to need, maybe not from Ryan Burton each game, but you're going to need it from Stan Robinson. You're going to need it from Colin Hartman. Where's Nick Zeisloff's shot gone as well? So Indiana has some incendiary pieces. They just need to start some fires.
Well, they'll have a few days to reexamine some things and see how they're going to go about attacking teams, especially defense. Now with Hunter gone here over the course of the next 4 days.
And no tears shed from Illinois. Revonte Rice, their leading scorer, broke his hand. He's out 3 to 6 weeks, so the Illini know exactly what Indiana's going through on that. So the Injury Bowl coming up Sunday, 1 o'clock in Champaign. Joe will have a full day of Championship Sunday starting at 2 o'clock as Westwood One's coverage of the NFC Championship game from Seattle. The Green Bay and Packers in Seattle, a rematch of the opening game of the season. That gets things started at 2 o'clock. The Colts in New England follow. 6:40 is a scheduled kickoff time. The Colts and Patriots in Foxborough. The winners meet in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Where is the Super Bowl this year? I've got to look that up. I know Katy Perry's
Super
the halftime.
Super Bowl's in Arizona.
Oh, there you go, in Glendale. That's right. So the desert. They'll head out that way on that. All right, Joe, sounds good. We'll get caught up at 8:45 and get sorted through part 2 of The Morning After.
We'll be here.
This is the world-famous Joe Smith. Schmitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, people.
Good morning. Margaret.
I promise that sun's coming up later, Joe.
It's supposed to get warmer, Joe, and I'll tell you what, I can't wait.
Yeah.
You be patient, Smitty, just like the Hoosiers were patient last night, did not rely on the three-point shot, got into the paint. Tom Crean loves to talk about that, but you can notice the difference. You saw it against Ohio State. You saw it against Penn State. Now the Hoosiers, in 4 of their next 6, will have to take that show on the road, but we'll talk about last night first. One of the better shooting nights we've seen in conference play, Joe. It looked like kind of the old Indiana, and again, against an 0-3 Penn State team at home, that needed to get done.
Well, we had guys getting involved. 5 minutes of energy from Ryan Burton, a season high of 12 points from Stan Robinson, a Colin Hartman first career start, good for 8 points and 5 rebounds, and a freshman guard, Robert Johnson, outstanding in 28 minutes, all parlaying elements into Indiana holding off Penn State, 76-73 on the McCracken court Tuesday night. The former BNL standout and Bellarmine transfer, Ryan Burton, grabbed 3 offensive rebounds, had a an assist, playing in only his eighth game of the year and the first since the New Orleans game prior to Christmas. Ready when his name was called, bringing the energy and, quite simply, the effort. Burton came in soon after Penn State began chipping away at a 12-point lead it had achieved at the 7:29 mark. Nittany Lions trimmed things to 4 before Hartman hit a key 3 with 2:03 left that took things back to 7 points. Playing, of course, without Hunter Mascara-Perea, who is out indefinitely with a kneecap injury. Big Ten Freshman of the Week, James Blackman Jr., led IU with 6 boards. He had 11 points. Troy got back with another 15-point effort and 4 rebounds. Also key was the perimeter three-point defense Tuesday night. Penn State shot only 16% on 4 of 24 from behind the line. The Hoosiers, meanwhile, hit 6 of 10 from three-ball range and had 9 on the night. Plus, they shot a decent 47% from the field, both Big Ten season best at this particular point in time. That 6 of 10 shooting from three-point range came in the second half. So, 2 3-point home court wins back on the road Sunday at 1 o'clock at Illinois, who's 1-3, going into a road stop tonight at Northwestern at Welch Ryan. And who knows by Saturday night where Indiana will be standings-wise. But for now, a five-way tie atop the league at 3-1. Winners by 3 last night, and 4 of the next 6 will be on the road for the Hoosiers. We had some high school basketball action. The Panthers of South, 7 straight. They drubbed Columbus East 62-42. Johnny Jaeger scored his points, but he had a career-high 12 assists to go along with Logan Kirby, who unloaded 19, a career-high for Logan to date, as they dispatched the Olympians. The Panthers are 9-2. Move over to Ellettsville Friday night in our broadcast game. The Mustangs played at Cloverdale last night and gave up 61% shooting to the Clovers. That got them in trouble. 82-65, Cloverdale wins it. Edgewood falling to 7-4 on the year. Austin Renard led the Red and Black with 22. The Mustangs hit only 35%, losing its 3-game winning streak last night in Cloverdale. So broadcast coverage of that ball game as the Panthers look for the 2015 Monroe County basketball title. We'll begin at 7 o'clock Chalk Talk with both coaches. We had wrestling last night. North 15-3. They beat Edgewood 46-22. Edgewood split in the pool. The boys beating Indian Creek 93-72. The girls lost 89-74. It's Wednesday in the zone. David Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6.
And Joe, Sunday, we've got plenty of NFL football for you as well. 2 o'clock, Westwood One's yep. pregame coverage of Green Bay and Seattle, followed by the Colts and New England. And don't forget, next Saturday, Reds Caravan at College Mall, 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. We'll have more details on that coming up later in the week and obviously next week as well. So Indiana gets their act together at home, Joe. Now it's time to take the show on the road, 4 of the next 6, and we'll see what these Hoosiers are made of. They're a little shorthanded, but so is Illinois. They lost their leading scorer, Ravonte Rice, to a broken hand last week. It's one of those things you just have to deal with as you move on here in the rigors of the Big Ten.
Yeah, Illinois, I think, beat Maryland.
They did, without Rice, first game. Maryland, yeah. Again, tough to win on the road in the Big Ten, and yep. more proof of that. Maryland hosts Rutgers, as you mentioned, tonight. Illinois is at Northwestern. Yep. Ohio State hammered Michigan last night. The Wolverines, boy, up and down. They can't shoot the ball either. And Iowa beats Minnesota. They hang on to win 77-75 at the Barn. Pacers lose last night. They fall to Minnesota. The Timberwolves are awful. And the Pacers allowed Mo Williams to get 52, Joe. How about that?
Big 19-33.
Oh, my goodness, 19-33. Duke hammered. They give up 56 points in the second half at Cameron. They now have lost 2 straight. In the top 25. Butler wins at number 21. Seton Hall, Arkansas, loses. They were 19th at Tennessee. And I think we are covered here on a Wednesday morning.
Sounds like we are, my friend.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll get caught up Friday morning for the South Edgewood game and everything else that's going on the weekend, that trip to Illinois. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll catch you again on Friday.
We'll be here.
Have a good week,
Joe. You too, Margaret.
Joe Smith joins us every morning after IU Hoops.